Art is adventure, and a good portrait photo may help you travel to distant galaxies. A good reference photo will help you create a good painting. Whether you are using reference images directly or aim to create a new pose or perspective, you need a good photo. It's a big deal. Your photo should also be interesting or funny or colorful. I want to be clear. Unless you are restoring or rebuilding a keepsake, just having a photo may not work. In fact, you may not wish to start with a plain photo. Why should you limit yourself to working on a photo without a smile, or without bright colors swirling around, or even something so evenly lit that it seems flat and thus it will come out flat, when you can create fire, smiles, if not downright laughter, if you take or find just the right photo? Painting is an adventure. You are entering a painted world, and a whole lot of interesting things should happen along the way. A plain photograph will take you from start to finish faster than turning the darn car around. An interesting photograph will help you explore different art styles. Why not paint with watercolors, or virtual oils, or the impressionism brushes even? Hyperrealism is just the first step into art. It is both an invitation and a beautiful, loud and clear welcome message. It says that you're an artist. Somewhat magically, good photos can create a story around themselves. Sometimes they make you think space travel and space helmets. Other times, dragons and a good old adventure with dwarves and wizards. Many people hold complex, dynamic, multi-character scenes in high esteem. It truly is one of the finest destinations that an artist can take. A good photo that calls for a fantastic story around itself is your ticket there. These photos will help you practice going beyond the face, learning about space suits or armor or dragons or gigantic aliens. Eventually, you will discover that great battles or adventures will begin calling to you. And a day will come where you won't need just one portrait photo, but 10 or 20, as many photos as characters in your first great masterpiece. It is not true that eventually you won't need reference photos. As an artist, you are supposed to bother your friends and family and pose them to fit your scene. Oh yeah, you should. Some of your friends should battle dragons. Others shoot lasers at space aliens. After all, art is adventure.